Truth to power balance. Truth to power balance. Iran promised to open the Strait of Hormuz, and they knowingly failed to do so. This caused anxiety, dislocation, and pain to many people and countries throughout the world. They say they put mines in the water, even though all of their navy and most of their mine droppers have been completely blown up. They may have done so, but what ship owner would want to take the chance?
Every law in the book is being violated by them. I've been fully debriefed by Vice President J.D. Vance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner on the meeting that took place in Islamabad. Through the kind and very competent leadership of Field Marshal Asim Munir and Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif of Pakistan. They are very extraordinary men and continuously thank me for saving 30 to 50 million lives in what would have been a horrendous war with India. I always appreciate hearing that. The amount of humanity spoken of is incomprehensible. The meeting with Iran began early in the morning and lasted through close to 20 hours. I could go into great detail and talk about much that has been gotten, but there is only one thing that matters. Continuing our military operations to conclusion. But all of those points don't matter compared to allowing nuclear power to be in the hands of such volatile, difficult, unpredictable people. My three representatives, as all of this time went by, became not surprisingly very friendly and respectful of Iran's representatives. Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf, Abbas Araghchi, and Ali Bagheri. But that doesn't matter, because they were very unyielding as to the single most important issue. And as I have always said, right from the beginning,